నమః భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో 16 టెక్స్ట్ 20 అయం భువో మండలం ఉదయాద్రి గుప్తైకవీరో నరదేవనాథ ఆస్థాయ చైత్రం రథనాథాప పర్జస్యతి దక్షిణతో యథార్క. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. దిస్ కింగ్ బీయింగ్ యూనిక్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ అండ్ హీరోయిక్ విల్ హ్యావ్ నో కంపిటీటర్. హీ విల్ ట్రావెల్ అరౌండ్ ది గ్లోబ్ అండ్ హిస్ విక్టరియస్ చారియట్ హోల్డింగ్ హిస్ ఇన్విన్సిబుల్ బౌ ఇన్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ అపియరింగ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ ది సన్ విచ్ రొటేట్స్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఓనర్ బీట్ from the south. Let's repeat translation. This king, being uniquely powerful and heroic, purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Yatharka indicates that the sun is not fixed, but is rotating in its orbit, which is said by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sangeeta, and also in other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the sun rotates in its own orbit at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. Similarly, Brahma Sangeeta states, Jasya Jnaya Brahmati Sambhruta Kala Chakra. The sun rotates on its own orbit according to the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that the sun is not fixed in one place. As far as Prithu Maharaj is concerned, it is indicated that his ruling power would extend all over the world. The Himalayan mountains from which the sunrise is first seen is called Udaya Chalo or Udayadri. It is herein indicated that Prithu Maharaj's reign over the world would cover even the Himalayan mountains and extend to the borders of all oceans and seas. In other words, his reign would cover the entire planet. Another significant word in this verse is Naradeva. As described in previous verse, the qualified king, be the king Prithu or any other king who rules over the state as an ideal king, should be understood to be God in human form. According to Vedic culture, the king is honored as the supreme personality of Godhead because he represents Narayana, who also gives protection to the citizens. He is therefore Natha, the proprietor. Even Sanatana Goswami gave respect to the Nawab Hussain Shah as Naradeva, although the Nawab was Mohammedan. A king or a governmental head must therefore be so competent to rule over the state that citizens will worship him as God in human form. That is the perfectional stage for the head of any government or state. The reciters, professional reciters, praising King Prithu. Glorifying King Prithu. King Prithu would be an ideal king. He's an ideal king. Now this verse speaks about Naradeva. Isn't it? Naradeva means personality of, he represents personality of Godhead Narayana, who gives protection to citizens. Therefore he's Naradeva. Naranang, Gita says, Naranam Naradhipaham. Gita Krishna says, isn't it? Naranam Naradhipa. I am Naradhipa. I am king in human society. One will be king, one will be ruling chief. He should be the representative of Narayana. Do you understand? Representative of Narayana, representative of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord's business is to give protection and to maintain. Isn't it? Work of Lord Vishnu is to maintain. Do you understand? And one will be representative of the Lord, representative of Lord Vishnu, he is Naradhipa, Naranatha. He will maintain citizens according to the principles of Bharata Dharma, Dharma set up by Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if he does not know this thing, how will he be representative of the Supreme Lord? But nowadays, there are no such kings or governmental heads. They don't know what is Bhagavad Dharma, what is Dharma set up by Bhagavan. Do you understand? They are not representative of Supreme Lord Narayana. They are representative of people. Government, they say, democratic government of the people, by the people, for the people. But is there, this is there, and they say, of the people, by the people, for the people. The general people give vote and they elect. They say, we are Loka Pratinidhi, isn't it? Not Narayana Pratinidhi. We are representative of the people, general people. They are not Naradeva, Naranatha. Isn't it? Because they are not representative of Lord Vishnu. So how can they rule the country? They don't know how to rule. Is your Kal Sarve Sudra Sambhava, isn't it? All are Sudras, no Kshatriyas. Kal Sarve Sudra Sambhava, all are Sudras. The Sudras getting what? Going to rule. Isn't it? They are Kali Chela. Kali is Sudra. Kali means Sudra. The Kali Yuga. These are all Sudras. They are getting vote. Majority people give vote, they are elected and they rule. Therefore, no ideal king, no ideal ruling. As Prutu Maharaj, Shasam Sakti Avatar, Satyavesha Avatar, we are saying yesterday, ideal king. Who is here in this fourth canto? You find, is all said, who is ideal king? Who is qualified king? Ideal king. What is his duty? Isn't it? That is all said here. In this Bhagavatam, in this Bhagavatam, fourth canto of Bhagavatam, you have already discussed, I think. In this chapter it said, Radhan sadhu samapti bhyasya churadhibya prajapat nrupah rakhyan jatha balin grunhan iti pritya ca bodhate. The saintly persons continued, when the king protects the citizens from the disturbances of mischievous ministers as well as from the thieves and rogues, he can, by virtue of such pious activity, accept taxes given by the subjects. Thus, a pious king can certainly enjoy himself in this world as well as in the life after death. This pious king, his ideal king. You understand? Sadhus, saintly person saying, this is fourth canto, 14th chapter, and speaking about King Bena. You understand? You understand? Next verse says, what is the duty of such an ideal king or pious king? Just rastre pure chaiva bhagavan yajna purushaha ijyate svena dharmena janir varnasramanu iti. This is the pious king. The king is supposed to be pious in whose state and seat is The general populace strictly observed the system of 8 social orders of Varna and Ashrama, and where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their particular occupation. That is ideal king's duty. He must see that Varnasram Dharma is set up. According to one's Varna and Ashrama, natural dharma, Swadharma, Swabhava Niyata Dharma, in Gita it is said, should be set up, they should be engaged. There will be no unemployment. Why there is unemployment? What is one's Swabhava Niyata Dharma? Natural, particular occupations, they will be engaged, and that is the duty of a pious king, ideal king, is to see everybody is engaged. Do you understand? According to his particular occupation, natural. He is pious king. Who state and serious general public strictly observed system, 8 social orders, Varna and Ashrama, where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the particular Swadharmena, Swakarmana, Tungabhyarcha, Siddharbindati Manava. In Gita, it says, Swakarmana, Tungabhyarcha. You should offer worship to the Supreme Personality Godhead through your particular occupations. Offer, that is karmarpana. Offer the result of your occupation to Him, Supreme Personality Godhead. Then, He is the pious king, ideal king. So he has right to collect taxes. Otherwise, he cannot do so, he has no right to collect taxes. Now in Kali Yuga they are collecting taxes and they are enjoying it. You understand? And 12th canto of Bhagavatam, it is said what will happen in Kali Yuga. They are rogues and thieves. They levy so much taxes. Many taxes, new taxes they are levying. And general people, exploited. They are all exploited. They cannot pay, they leave their residence quarter and run to the forest. This prophecy given is Kali Yuga. Not such ideal rulers are there, kings are there. But this Prithu Maharaj is an ideal king, will be ideal king, is Naradeva. And so it is to be understood, to be God in man form, because the representative of the Lord is Satyavesa Avatar. General, this is general thing. Naranang Naradhipam. Will be Naradhipa, who is the king, ruling chief, he must be the representative of Supreme Lord, Narayana or Vishnu. Otherwise, how can he maintain? How can he protect them? Do you understand? But nowadays, there is no such side of king, no Naradhipa, no representative of Lord. They are Lokaprathinidhi, representative of the people. You follow? And this is conception there, it goes on. That is, he is Chalanti Vishnu, he said, he is Chalanti Vishnu, he is moving Vishnu. Radha, who is a king, who is represented Lord, he is moving Vishnu. Yes, people pay respect accordingly. That conception was there in India. Yes. He is moving Chalanti Vishnu, Chalanti Narayana, isn't it? Moving Vishnu. Yes, represented Lord. And people pay respect. And he has a right to collect taxes. If he cannot understand what is duty, if he will, if he cannot be the representative of Vishnu, so he has no right to levy taxes. You understand? So he cannot be happy in this life and next also. This is all stated here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Supreme Lord here, it says, is Prithu Maharaj is empowered incarnation, Satyavesha Avatar, ideal king, according to Vedic culture, king is honored as the Supreme Person Godhead because it is Narayana, also gives protection to the citizens. Therefore, Natha, proprietor. Here, this verse says, Parjasyate dakhinato jatharka, holding his invincible bow in his hand and appearing exactly like sun, which rotates in its own orbit from the south. Sun is rotating. In Srimad-Bhagavatam Brahma Sanghita, it said, fifth canto of Bhagavatam says, and the sun rotates in its own orbit at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. Similarly, in Brahma Sanghita states, jasya jnaya brahmati sambhruta kala chakra, the sun rotates in its own orbit according to order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that sun is not fixed in one place. As far as Pruthumaraj is concerned, indicated that his ruling power would extend all over the world. The Himalayan mountains from which the sunrise is first seen are called Udayachala, Udayadri. It is herein indicated that Pruthumaraj's reign over the world would cover even the Himalayan mountains and extend the borders of all oceans and seas. In other words, his reign would cover the entire planet. Isn't it? This is all described here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Pruthu Maharaj holding his invincible bow in hand, appearing like the sun. He said, there will be no darkness in my kingdom. There will always light sun. So he moves in his chariot holding his bow. Bow, invincible bow. With the speed of sun, do you understand? And is shining as brilliant as the sun. Do you understand? That is also mentioned here. Sun rotates in its orbit according to order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. They are all obeying the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Madhvaya bhati bhatoyam sudhyastapati indra vasati agni dhati mrityuscharati madhvayat. Isn't it? Lord Kapila, Kapiladeva's statement. Madhvayat bhati bhatoyam sudhyastapati agni dhati indra vasati mrityuscharati madhvayat. Obeying the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, or fearing Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sun rotates. Sun gives light and heat. Indra showers rain. Vayu bhati bhatoyam, wind blows. Agni dahati, Agni dev, fire god, burns. Do you understand? Mrityu sarati madhvayat. Jamaraj, superintendent of death, moves in the form of death, obeying the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you understand? And Pruthu Maharaj is very powerful. He is Satyavesh avatar. He is empowered incarnation of the Lord, Sahasan Sakti avatar. So he has been like that. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has also written in his song, Tava Ichama Tejato Grahagana Aviroto Tava Ichama Tejato Grahagana Aviroto Subha Subha Holo Koridana Subha Subha Koridano Rogo Soko Mutu Boy Tobo Ichamo Teo Rogo Mutu Boy Tobo Ichamo Teo Tobo Agya Soda Bolo Vano Tobo Agya Soda Bolo Vano Tobo Boye Bayu Boy Chandra Surya Samudoy Tobo Boye Bayu Boy
সমুদয় শোষণীয় মৃত কার্য করে, শোষণীয় মৃত কার্য করে। তুমি তো পরমেশ্বর পরম ব্রহ্ম পরাতর, তুমি তো পরম ব্রহ্ম পরাতর, তব বাস ভকতন্তরে, তব দাস ভকতন্তরে। তুমি তো মারিবে যারে কে তারে রাখিতে পারে, তুমি তো মারিবে যারে রাখিতে পারে, তব ইচ্ছা বস ত্রিভুবন, তব ইচ্ছা বস ত্রিভুবন। ব্রহ্মাদি দেবগণ তব দাস গণন, শুদ্ধ সিধ কাম মকতব সবনাম, শুদ্ধ সিধ কাম মকত জনির নিত্য স্বামী, মকত জনির নিত্য তারে মারিতে পারে, তুমি তো সকল বিধির বিধি তুমি, সকল বিধির বিধি তুমি, তোমার নাথ করিয়াছি প্রণিপাত, তোমার চরণে নাথ করিয়াছি প্রণিপাত, ভক্তি বিনোদ তব দাস ভক্তি বিনোদ তব দাস, বিপদ হইতে স্বামী অবশ্য তারে তুমি, বিপদ হইতে স্বামী অবশ্য তারে তুমি, রাখিবে তা আরই বিশ্বাস, রাখিবে তা আরই বিশ্বাস। দিস ইজ সং বাই ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর, শ্রীল ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর। হোয়ার ইজ দিস থিং, না ব্রহ্মাদি দেবগণ তব দাস গণন করে তব আজ্ঞার পালন, একল ঈশ্বর কৃষ্ণার স্ববৃত্য, কৃষ্ণ ইজ দি অনলি সুপ্রিম ঈশ্বর, সুপ্রিম কন্ট্রোলার, সুপ্রিম গড, অল অফ আস আর হিজ সার্ভেন্টস হেডেড বাই ব্রহ্মা, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড। ব্রহ্মাদি দেবগণ তব দাস গণন করে তব আজ্ঞার পালন, ক্রোর্স ক্রোর্স অফ ডেমিগডস আর দেয়ার হেডেড বাই ব্রহ্মা, দে আর অল দি সার্ভেন্টস অফ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি গড হেড, দে আর অল ক্যারিং আউট হিজ অর্ডার্স।
You understand? Isn't it? You have translation? Great translation.
Who can protect that person whom you wish to slay? The three worlds are obedient to your will. The gods headed by Brahma are your countless servants who stand ready to execute your command.
All are carrying out his order. You understand? Surya, Arka, Sun is carrying out, Brahma is carrying out, Indra carrying out, Vayu Deva, Wind God, Fire God, all are carrying out his order. Tava ichchama tejato gruhu guno virato shubhasubha phala paridhar roga shok mrutyu bhava tava ichchama te hoy tava agya sada balavan.
By your will, the planets exercise their auspicious or inauspicious influences. Illness, grief, death, and fear occur by your will. Your command is all powerful.
Roga shok mrutyu bhava tava ichchama te hoy. Disease comes, lamentation comes, death comes according to your will, isn't it? His will is supreme will. Sada tavagya sada bhava. Your order, very powerful order, everybody obeys, cannot bow it. All grahas, planets, they give auspicious and inauspicious results according to the will of the Supreme Lord. You understand? Will of the Supreme Lord. One who completely surrenders under the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, Sarvadhamman Paitejya Mame Kumsaranam Raja. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, one who surrenders under the lotus feet of Supreme Lord is protected by the Supreme Lord. You understand? And this grass or planets, they have no, per se, influence over that person. You understand? No. We follow. A conditioned soul, per se, gets happiness and distress according to his prarabdha karma, and these grahas, all these planets, they inflict, they give it. Do you understand? That's a fate. This is my fate. This is my fortune. It's written in my fortune. What is fate? You have done this. Some past activities and some sinful activities. Pap karma, punya karma, prarabdha karma. So accordingly you will get the results. So those planets are there, and some are auspicious, some are inauspicious planets. Rahu graha, Shani graha, do you understand? These are very inauspicious planets, graha. They give all bad results, do you understand? If Shani graha comes, Saturn comes, Rahu comes, both comes, Shani mahadasa, Rahu antar, Shani mahadasa, you go to the astrologer, you calculate, what bad period has come to me. Suffering, very fatal disease has come, you'll die. Then astrologer will calculate, very bad fear. You'll die. Sani Mahadasa Rahu Antara. Sani Mahadasa has come and Rahu is there. All inauspicious planets have come. Definitely meet death. You'll die. But if abandoning all varieties of dharma, surrender to lotus feet of Krishna. Sarvadharmān pityajat māmi kunsaṇam brada. If he does so, if he is fortunate, then Krishna gives him protection. All these grahas, they cannot work. You understand? No influence. Because they all work under Krishna's will. Rogasok mṛtibhato ichhāmate hoi tuvu ajñāsudha bhalavāt. Lord, your order is very powerful order. They are all working, they are all carrying out your order, all planets. When someone completely surrenders to lotus feet of Krishna, then these planets will not exercise any influence over him. He is free from that. And you go to astrologer and say, you'll die, but he has taken shelter, he'll never die. He is surviving. Are you surviving? He should have met death, but why death is not coming? Because Mrityusarati Madhavayat, obeying my order, out of here, Jamaraj, the superintendent of death, moves in the form of death. When someone takes shelter and lotus feet of Krishna, Jamaraj will never come to him. Even Supneno Dishyanti, in dream, Jamaraj will never come. What to speak of Jamaraj will come? No death. Therefore, another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung like that. Atmani vedana tuya pode kori haino parama sukhi. Atmani vedana tuya pode kori haino parama sukhi. Dukho duri gilo chinta na rohilo chodiye anando dekhi. Amar dukho duri gilo chinta na rohilo chodiye anando dekhi. Ashoka bhayo amruter sthalo tomar charan doyo. Ashoka bhayo amruter sthalo tomar charan Tati khona visrama lobhiya chadinu bhaviro bhoyo. Tati khona visrama lobhiya chadinu bhaviro bhoyo. Atmanivedana tuyapade kari haino parama sukhi. When someone surrenders under the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes very happy. Do you understand? Supremely happy, parama sukhi. Amar dukkha dure gelo, chinta na rohilo, chodi ananda dekhi. All his unhappiness gone, all his distress gone, all his anxiety is gone. He sees in all direction only rejoicings. Because he sees beautiful Shyam Sundar, Krishna, beautiful lotus feet. Otherwise, how can he see all the rejoicings? Ashoka hovayo amrute rastaro tumar chorana doyo tahate khona visram lubhiyan charinu bhaver. Supreme Lord, your true lotus feet is such a place. There is no fear, no lamentation, no death. Amruta, deathlessness. Do you understand? Take shelter at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna. He becomes free from all fearful situation, no material fear, no lamentation. Even he is not afraid of death, because death will never come to him. Because lotus feet Supreme Lord is such a place that is a place of immortality. No death. How death will come while afraid of death? No. Tava iccha mate, jiver janama marana. Roga, sok, mrittu bhaya, to iccha mate hoy. In the will of Krishna, birth takes place, death takes place, disease comes, lamentation comes. Krishna is here. One complete surrenders and lotus feet to Krishna, then if he wants to protect, who can kill him? What inauspicious graha, planet, sunny, and Rahu graha will do? Krishna protects, because they are all active under the order of Krishna. Then Krishna says, no more. So he becomes free from the influence of all these auspicious, inauspicious planets. You understand? He becomes fearless. Avaya Charana Arvinda. That Charana Arvinda is Avaya Charana Arvinda. There is no bhaya, no material fear at all. Who has taken place at lotus feet of Krishna. Tava bhaya bhai bhai, chandra surya samudaya, so niyamita kajya kare, tumita parameswara param brahma paratmaro, tava da vasu bhagato antare. Fearing you, the wind blows. Yes. Chandra surya, the moon, and sun. Yes. They are rotating in their orbit. Yes.
In fear of you, the wind blows, and the sun, moon, and all others perform their allotted duties.
Yes.
You are the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Spirit, supreme above all. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotee.
Tava vaso bhagavantare. Your residence is there in the heart of your dear devotee. Vaishnava hrude Vrindavan. The dear devotee, Premi Bhakti, his heart is Vrindavan. Krishna always lives in Vrindavan. As the heart of a such a dear devotee is Vrindavan, Krishna lives there. He says that. Yes. Sada suddha siddha kama bhagata vasalana bhagata janero nitya swami. তুমি তো রাখিবে যারে কে তারে মারতে পারে সকল বিধির বিধি তুমি
You are eternally pure. All your desires are fulfilled. Your name is Bhakta Vatsala.
Bhakta Vatsala.
For you are very affectionate to the Vaishnavas.
The devotees, dear devotees, yes.
You are the eternal lord of your loving devotees. Who can slay that person whom you wish to protect?
Who can kill him? Who can slay him? If Krishna wants to protect. If Krishna wants to kill, who can protect? Doctor will protect you. Oh, doctor, keep me for a few years. Krishna wants to kill you. Tumi to maribe jare, ke jar rakhite pare. Tobo ichha obosthay thakbo na. Lord, if you want to kill somebody, who can give him protection? If Krishna wants to give protection, who can kill him? Do you understand? The son of Drona, Asusthana, sent Brahmastra, isn't it? Very powerful. Amoghastra, unfailing, it will never fail. To kill. Parikit Maharaj was in the womb of his mother Uttara, isn't it? But he couldn't. Brahmastra, unfailing astra, failed. Because Krishna protected. Yes. Krishna protected. If Krishna protects, who can kill? Nobody can kill. Yes.
You are the law of all laws.
You are the law of all laws. Yes. Tumar charane nath koriyachi pranipat bhakti vinoda tava das bipad hoite swami avashya tahare tumi rakhibe tah biswas. This is faith. Unflinching faith. This is the unflinching faith. You should develop faith. Yes. Sadgati pradata krishne karo vishwasa. Put faith in Krishna, unflinching faith, strong faith. Words of sadhu, sastra, guru. Vishwasa milai krishna torke bahudur. It is only vishwasa. It is only your faith. You'll get Krishna. If no faith, faithless person, doubt, sansaya atma vinasyadi. Doubtful person. Perishes, isn't it? That should be no tinge of doubt. Definitely. Well, protect me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumar chorane nath koriyachi pranipat bhakti vinoda tava das bipad hoite swami avashya tahare tumi rakhibe taharoi vishwas. This is, says.
O Lord, your eternal servant Bhaktivinoda has bowed down at your lotus feet.
Bow down at the lotus feet means he surrendered at the lotus feet, completely surrendered, yes.
O Master, he cherishes the faith that you will surely protect him from all dangers.
Yes. Rakhisthiti viswaso guptrutti varnum tatha atmanikhipa karpunni sarvidha swanagati. Completely surrendered soul, he has six symptoms. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, Rakhisthiti viswaso guptrutti varnum tatha atmanikhipa karpunni sarvidha swanagati. Do you understand? Completely surrendered soul, he has six symptoms. From the six symptoms, you can understand he is a complete surrendered soul. Ankulya sunkalpa pratikulya sabarjanam. What is favorable for his bhajan, he accepts it. Do you understand? What is unfavorable for his bhajan, immediately abandons, rejects. However dear it may be, immediately will abandon it. Because it is unfavorable for my bhajan. అనుకునే సంకల్ప ప్రతికూల్య సవర్జనం రఖీసిది విశ్వాస గుప్తే రఖీసి విశ్వాస కృష్ణ వినా రక్షాకర్తా కేహనా కృష్ణ రక్షకర్ పాలక అమార్ హి హాస్ ఫార్మ్ ఫేత్ సచ్ ఎ సరెండర్ సోల్ హాస్ ఫార్మ్ ఫేత్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ మై ప్రొటెక్టర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ మై మెయింటైనర్ నోబడీ ఎల్స్ రక్షిస్తుంది విశ్వాస ఎస్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఎస్ భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ విపద హైతే స్వామి అవశ్య తుమి రక్షే తహర్ విశ్వాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ మై ఫార్మ్ ఫేత్ ఆన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ you will definitely protect me from all sorts of dangers because I am surrendered at your lotus feet. Kaunteya pratyanihi name bhakta pranasyati. He has declared it. Through Arjuna. O Kunti Putra, O son of Kunti, go out beating drums to proclaim, my devotee is protected. నామే భక్త ప్రణసతి నేవర్ పెరిసెస్ ఐ గివ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ తోమార్ ప్రతిజ్ఞా స్వర్ణ లైవె జయి తాకు తుమి రఖివే నాథ దాట్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ప్రామిస్ యువర్ ప్రామిస్ త్రూ యువర్ డివోటీ అర్జున వన్ విల్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ అరే సరెండర్ కంప్లీట్ సరెండర్ మై లోట్ ఆఫ్ ఫీట్ ఐ గివ్ హిమ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ది క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ఫేత్ This is your strong faith, unflinching faith. Yes, I have this strong faith, unflinching faith. You are my protector, you are my maintainer. Gaptrutiya bharanam tata atmaniki skarponni sravidha swanagati. Completely dedicated, body, mind, speech, breathing, soul, and soul. Surrender soul. And always crying in his heart, karpanya. That is karpanya. Always crying in his heart. You understand? Feeling his lowly position, I am lowest of the low. Always crying. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is crying in the heart. You understand? Crying in the heart. Oh Hare, oh Krishna. I am your das, please. Engage me in your service. You understand? This is Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamma Visami Bhavam Budhu Kripaya Tavapada Pangadastita Dhulisadrusa Vichintaya. This is prayer. Oh, Nanda Tanuja, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your kinkar. I am your servant. So now I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. And I've been drowning from time immemorial. Please accept me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Let your servant serve you. This is the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, crying in the heart. Do you understand? Yes. This is Karpanya. Who is a complete surrender soul. He has 6 symptoms. And these symptoms you can understand. And he has found faith. Protection of Krishna and maintenance of Krishna. Krishna is a rakshakar, palakamar. Krishna my maintainer. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my protector. No one else. No one is completely dependent. Completely surrendered. And definitely is protected and maintained. And Krishna has promised that thing. And point is also there. The ideal king, rolling chief should be the representative of Supreme Lord Narayana, Vishnu, or Krishna, isn't it? So, such a ideal king with the representative of Supreme Lord, only he can protect this Bhagavata Dharma. Otherwise, who will protect Bhagavata Dharma? Who is representative of the Lord? Dharma set up by the Lord. That's Bhagavata Dharma, isn't it? Unless the king protects, unless the ruling chief who is the representative of the Lord, he protects, how this Dharma will protect it? And to the Maharaj is the ideal king and is the incarnation of the Lord, he will protect. It is said, stated. there. Yes. Esa dharma pradang sreshto lokam dharme anuvartayam guptata dharma setunam sastatat paripanthinam. This king Maharaj Prithu is the best amongst those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give them all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. Gupta tat paripunthinam. He is Gupta, that means protector. He gives protection. Those who follow this Bhagavata Dharma, those who don't follow, those who violate the principle of Bhagavata Dharma, then tat paripanthina, sastva tat paripanthina, then inflicts punishment on them. Yes. Those who violate principles of Bhagavata Dharma, those who don't follow the principle of Bhagavata Dharma, he is sastva tat paripanthina, great chastiser, to the irreligious and atheistic. That is his duty, that he'll give, he'll protect Bhagavata Dharma. Don't follow the violent principle of Bhagavata Dharma. He will inflict severe punishment on them. Yes. Asa dandu dharu raja. Asa dandu dharu raja. Is raja. He has chastising rod in his hand. So he will inflict punishment. Dandu dharu raja. So he will do it. Therefore, is because he is the representative of the Supreme Lord. Unless one becomes the representative of the Supreme Lord, he cannot be ruler, he cannot be king, he cannot rule and govern. That's a fact. And Prithu Maharaj is ideal king. Then comes Sanatana Goswami here. Even Sanatana Goswami gave respect to the Nawab Husain Shah as Naradeva, although Nawab Husain Shah was Mohammedan. Still Sanatana Goswami gave him respect as Naradeva, because this is Shastra competency, no Shastra. Naranam Naradhivaham, I am. Krishna says, I am Naradhiva, I am Naradeva, I am the king, in the human society. One will be king, he must be representative. So Sanatana Goswami had paid respect to Husain Shah, though he is Mohammedan. So Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are serving under Husain Shah as minister, chief minister and revenue minister. And they are great pandit, they know Shastra, they have knowledge, they are very proficient in many languages, in Arabic, Parsi, Sanskrit, many languages, yes. One fakir was there at that time, when Husain Shah was ruling. He gave prophecy that in your kingdom, two brothers are there. They are very proficient, very intelligent, very wise, learned. If you can appoint them as ministers, then your ruling will be very nice. You understand? He said, and those two brothers, this Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he heard from that. They know many languages, proficient languages, this Arabic, Parsi, Sanskrit, many languages, great pandit, learned persons. Yes. So, he cut them. He engaged, though they are unwilling, but he has killed, he has ksula. Narana Naradhipa. Shastra says, Naradhipa is ruling, see, he is the printed Lord, so they have to obey. So they served him. He engaged, Husain Shah engaged Sanatana Goswami as Chief Minister, Pradhan Mantri, and Rupa Goswami as Revenue Minister. two brothers were serving him. Mahaprabhu gave this name, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. This name, Mahaprabhu gave. Persona. Husain Sahas has given them other name, Sakar Malik Dabir Khas. Do you understand? Mamadan name. Husain Sahas became very much pleased with their qualities. They are endowed with very many good qualities. Husain became pleased, therefore he gave this name to Sanatana Goswami as Sakar Malik and Rupa as Dabir Khas. Do you understand? They were known in these two names, Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas, when they were serving Husain Shah. That is, at that time, the capital of Gauda Desh, he was ruling, Husain Shah was ruling in Gauda Desh. That is Bengal. Now, it is known as Bengal, it is Gauda Desh. Gaudeshwara. At that time, the capital was this Ramkeli Gram. Maldaho. Was Maldaho. Ramkeli Gram. They were staying in that Ramkeli Gram, these two brothers. And they were also engaged in discoursing shastras. And Madhusudan Vachaspati was their teacher. They have learned Bhagavatam from him. Besides that, Paramananda Bhattacharya, Ramprada Bhadrapada, they are all teachers. They had received teachings Bhagavatam from them. When Sanatana Goswami was very young, one day he saw a dream at the last part of the night that some Brahman came and handed over him a book, Bhagavat Grantha. He saw that dream. When he saw it in the dream, he became very joyful. Then he woke up, but couldn't find anybody. I saw this in dream, and Brahman came and gave me Bhagavata Grantha, but I couldn't find anybody. Then he became very distressed. Then took his bath, asnan saucha kriya. Then he did his worship to his deities. He was sitting at that time, a Brahman came. Brahman came and handed him over one Bhagavata Grantha and said, "This is Bhagavata Grantha, you take it. Daily you should read it. You will get all sorts of perfection. Bhagavata will give you." Saying this, that person disappeared. Getting Bhagavata Grantha from that Brahman, Sanatana Goswami became very much pleased. From that day, every day, that day onwards, every day, daily, he was reading Bhagavata and offering prayers to Bhagavata, because Bhagavata is not different from Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, Vibhusad Vasaya, Prati Shloki Prati Yukhriya Nanarthakaya. Madhikabandho Matsangina Madhaguru Manmohadhana Mannistarako Madhbhagyo Madhanando Namastude. This is prayer daily offering to Bhagavata Grantha. You understand? Sanatana Goswami was daily offering this prayer. Madhikabandho Matsangina Madhaguru Manmohadhana Mannistarako Madhbhagyo Madhanando Namastude. I am paying obeisances to you, O Srimad Bhagavatam. You are my only friend. You are my only, associate. You are my only friend. You are my guru. You are my invaluable wealth. You are my deliverer. You are my good fortune. You are giving all transcendental pleasure to me. Giver of transcendental pleasure to me. I pay my obeisance to you. O Srimad Bhagavatam. Daily he offers this prayer. So at that time, Gaurahari, Srimad Mahaprabhu, took up sannyas and went to Puridham. And these two brothers, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, heard this thing. Mahaprabhu had taken up sannyas and gone to Puri. They became fainted. We cannot meet him in our life. For so much distress, at that time an aerial voice was heard. Don't feel yourself distressed. Gaurahari is supremely merciful. He is coming very soon here. You will meet him here. An aerial voice came. Then Mahaprabhu came back, you understand, taking a sannyas. Mahaprabhu came back to see his mother, Sachimata, and the darshan of Ganges, came to Gaudadesh, Bengal. And he stayed in Santipur, the residence of Aditacharya. Sachimata was very much pleasing her son. Then Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli Gram, where these two brothers were staying, Rupa and Sanatana. The whole Ramkeli village became joyful, you understand. Many, many people from all directions came, thousands of people came. Mahaprabhu was going on, thousands, lots of people are following him. There is a person named Kesav Satri, was a representative of this Hussain Shah. Hussain Shah asked him, I am hearing one sannyasi has come and many persons were following him. But the Kesav Satri said, a beggar has come. Beggar. Not many people, two, three, four persons following. He said like, he's a great envious person. Do you understand? Hearing this, but Bhatsa, Hussain Shah had many thousand people are following him. But when he said like that, he became very distressed. Hussain Shah became very distressed. He said, I heard thousand people are following you. What are you saying? Only two, three persons following him. Then we asked Sanatana Goswami. Do you understand? Hussain Shah asked Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, why are you asking me? You ask to your own mind. Ask your own mind. Je tumar rajya divas, je tumar gosaya, tumar deshe, tumar bhagya jamilasya. Who has given you this kingdom, Baba? The Supreme Lord. Who has given you this kingdom to you? He is your Gosai, he is your Lord. It is your good fortune that he has taken birth in your kingdom. He is your Lord. You please go and meet him. He is not an ordinary human being. As an ordinary human being has such power, who can attract thousands and lakhs of people? Not ordinary human being, he's Supreme Lord, you go and meet him. Who can attract thousands and lakhs of people? He's an ordinary person. Not ordinary person. When the Hussain Shah heard this thing, he became very much pleased. Do you understand? He became very much pleased. Then he ordered, let him wander fearlessly in my kingdom. You understand? He gave this order. So Mahaprabhu was sitting on the bank of Ganges underneath a tree, surrounded with his associates. It became evening. At evening time, Sanatana and Rupa, two brothers, came. Do you understand? They gave up their royal dress, put on ordinary clothes, an ordinary person. They came catching, two bundles of grass, teeth, do you understand? And third plot at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu could recognize them. And Mahaprabhu immediately lifted them from the ground and embraced them and said, "Yes, I could recognize you. You had written many letters to me. I have understood your heart. You two brothers, life after life, are my das, my servant," he said. "For you only I came to this Ramkeli village. Otherwise I have no for any other purpose, any other activity here, only for you only." From this day, he gave name, Sanatana and Rupa. Sanatana and Rupa. Vanchakalapaturu. Gaurahari. The desire fulfilling of tree, like desire fulfilling tree of his dear devotees. Then he went to Puri. He gave Asribad blessings to Sanatana and Rupa and said, "Very soon you'll come out from this deep dark well, sansara bandham, material bondage. Krishna will release you from this bondage very soon." Rupa and Sanatana. Then from that day they are thinking how to give up this service, serving this Husensa. And they are very expert persons, and Husensa was very much pleased with their good qualities, and he had given all responsibility to ruling this kingdom, and he was free from all this anxiety. First, Rupa Goswami left, then Sanatana Goswami thought of how to leave, then gradually he stopped going to king's palace, do you understand? And said that, I am ill, I cannot go and do my work. Then Susensa sent his doctor, physician, Rajvaidya, "Go and see what illness is there." Sanatana's illness, So Rajvaidya, the king's physician, went there. So no illness. He is discussing Shastra, especially Bhagavata Shastra. Surrounded with many Vaishnavas, devotees. He examined his health and reported that no illness. He is hell and hari. Then Bhatsa himself came. "So, you are not ill, no illness. Why you are sitting at home and not going to you? Do your job. Do you understand? Your brother left me. What is your purpose? What is your desire? You two brothers. Completely I was dependent on you. Your brother left and you are not going. What is your purpose? What is your desire? I cannot understand. All my, royal administrative work is spoiled now. Yes. Sanatana Goswami says, you please appoint somebody else. Don't depend on us. We won't work. Hearing this, Hussein Sahib became very angry. Oh, you spoiled all my work, all my administrative work. At that time, Sanatana Goswami says, you are Gaudeshwara. You are representative of Supreme Lord. Here he said, and you are master of this Gaudadesh, Bengal, Gaudeshwara, representative of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has independent will, free will, and you are free will. You can do as you want. You can inflict any punishment on me. Yes, I have nothing to say. Because you are free will, independent will. You are Ishwar, you are Lord. Here he says, you understand? Those are Mamata. Then Hussein Shah ordered Kazi, imprison him, put him into jail. And he was imprisoned. Was put into jail. Yes. No objection because he is repented the Lord. Gaudeshwara. He can do. And he has free will. Complete independent will. Yes. This is the incident. So at that time, Sanatana Goswami got a letter from his brother, Rupa Goswami. He has written, somehow, by hook or crook, you get out from the prison house. You bribe the warden of the jail. You understand? Bribe him, get out. I have kept 800 golden coins with a grocer. So you take it, give some bribe, get out from it. Come. I am going to Vrindavan with Anupama. You come. Getting that letter, Sanatana Goswami became very much pleased. Then he requested the warden. One Muslim man was there, the warden of the prison house, requested, will you please do some good to me? You are Jinda Peer, you are Allah, Jinda Peer. Just flattered him. And your good knowledge in Quran Shastra, yes, you know the principles of Dharma. So if you can release me from this imprisonment, then Allah will be very much pleased with you. You understand? I have done many good to you previously as a minister. Now, you please do this to me. I will give him 5,000 rupees, he said. Thereby, you will earn some very good amount of money and also earn some charity, punya. Two things will earn. But that person said, oh sir, I may release you, but if Bapsa will know, he'll cut off my head. So what is the value of your money? I'll lose everything. You understand? Artho, I'll lose my money, I'll lose my life. Sanatana Goswami said, don't be afraid of. I'll never stay here. I'll go to Makkah, Medina. I'll become a darvesh. Darvesh means fakir. And they understand? Fakir. Darvesh, they grow beard. That is a special type of garment they put on long. Darbesh, that's Darbesh. I'll become Darbesh. I'll go to Makkah, Madian. I'll go there. I'll never stay here. He will just report. He went out just to pass through. Do you understand? It was very bad. Stomach was upset, passing liquid stool frequently. So he went out to pass through. His legs and hands were all suckled. And he went to Ganges to cleanse, take bath, and he's drowned there, finished. He's drowned. So what shall I do? Just report like that. I'll give you 7,000 rupees. Then he became greedy. Because all right, I'll do it. Get 7,000 rupees. Then he released him. Released him from the jail in this way. Sanatana Goswami bribed and got out from the jail. Now he's completely free. He didn't travel through this highway. He took up this forest way, forest path, with a servant. He took a servant, his name was Isana. Then he came to Pathara Parvata, mountain, Pathara, very hilly region, general forest region, bhayankar, very dangerous. There, the Dakas Sardar was staying there, chieftain of Dakas. Do you understand? And it's all jungle way, mountainous, and very dangerous. Also, he has a motel there. It's a motel, isn't it? Motel. Those who go by that road at night, they may take rest there. So, Sanatana Goswami with his servant Isana took rest at that night. But that chieftain, Daka Sardar, had a person who can say what amount of money with this person had. He can say it. So, if some worldly person has come taken rest there, this Ganaka calculator will say, this person has so much money. At night he kills, takes away the money. So Sanatana Goswami asked that person, is known as Bhunya, please, show mercy on me, on us. This is very dangerous path, hilly, mountainous path, jungle path. Please help us how to pass this. Give some persons with us, those who can help. But that person said, you rest here. At night I'll help you, give some persons, they'll help you, will pass. Now you eat. You have not eaten for 2-3 days. So he prepared nice food. Sanatana Goswami got some food, cooking food. But he is very intelligent, he was chief minister. Said, why this person is taking care of me? Why this person? Why is feeding me so well? What is this? Some purpose might be there. He's very intelligent because he's a minister. Then he asked his servant, Isana, have you some money with you, Isana? So Isana said, yes, I have 7 golden coins. Do you understand? 7 golden coins. Then Sanatana understood, because of this Bhunya is taking care of us. Otherwise, takes care of us. Then he became angry with his servant Isana and said, hey, why you brought this golden coins with you? This is Jama. Jamaraj has come, Baba. Why you brought this Jamaraj with you? Nonsense. Do you understand? And that person had said, yes, golden coin, I'm taking care at night, you'll kill them and take the money. Therefore taking care. And Sanatana Goswami is so intelligent, because he was the chief minister. Then he called that chieftain, Sardar, gave him these golden coins to him, take this, please help us now, immediately we want to get out from here and please make us out of this hilly region and jungle way, you understand? Sardar said, oh, my dear sir, I have thought I have to kill you this night because my man has said you are some golden coin. I had thought I have to kill you this night and take up that golden coins. All right, now I am very happy. I won't take your golden coin, but I will help you to pass this hilly region. But Sanatana Goswami called, oh sir, no, you please take it. You please take this golden coin. Unless you take, somebody else may kill us and take away. Why? Better you take and help us. Then that Bhumiya gave four persons, piker, very strong and stout persons. They heard. Got them out of this hilly region and jungle way. When they got out, then Sanatana Goswami asked his servant Isana, have you any coin, golden coin with you? Isana said, yes, I have only one coin now. One golden coin now. Then Sanatana Goswami said, all right, you have it, you get back, you go out. I don't want to keep you with me. You are danger. And I welcome danger. So he let him go. Then he is alone now. He had one commander water pot in his hand, one tattered rock, and in mouth, Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is very good heart, felt very happy, joyful now, feel completely protected now. Yes, because name will give protection. In his life, he had earned so much money, so much material opulence, but never gotten such joyfulness in his life, what he felt that day, completely alone, only water pot, one water pot and that rock, and Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So carefree now. Completely surrender unto the Supreme Lord, surrender unto the Holy Name, then you'll feel happy, joyful. Otherwise, your soul's fear, anxiety, yes, fearful situation, you have never felt in his life that he felt that day. Then went on walking, then evening came, then came to Hajipur, a place. He took bath in Ganges and sat down underneath a tree on the bank of Ganges and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very happy and joyful, full faith, complete faith. This Krishna will give me protection, name will give me protection. Is free from all fear, all anxiety. Yes, complete surrender and to holy name. Huh? What is fear? Then that village Hajipur, his brother-in-law was there. He was also serving under Hussain Shah, his brother-in-law, was supplying horse to Hussain Shah. That service he was doing. So he could recognize Sanatana and finding him in this garment of a vairagi renunciate. He became amazed. Then he heard everything. Then he took him to his own residence. Requested him, please stay here for 2, 3 days, 4 days. But Sanatana, no, I cannot stay. Please help me out to. Please ferry me across this Ganges. Let me go up the other side of Ganges. Please help me. Then his name is Srikanta, his brother-in-law's name. All right. Then he gave a bhotkambal, a new rag blanket. Then he ferried him across Ganges. Then Sanatana Goswami walked down, and then after a few days he came to Kashi. At that time, Mahaprabhu was there in Kashi. He was taking food in Tapan Mishra's house and staying in Chandrasekhar Mishra's house. Mahaprabhu was staying in Chandrasekhar Mishra's house and taking his food in Tapan Mishra's house. Sanatana was very eager how to meet Mahaprabhu. And he heard that Mahaprabhu is staying here in Chandrasekhar's house. So Sanatana Goswami came and stood at his doorstep. Mahaprabhu was inside the room. Mahaprabhu could understand because he's antarjami, who is indweller, who is in the heart. He understood, Mahaprabhu understood that Sanatana has come. And just standing at the doorstep, he asked Chandrasekhar, one Vaishnava is standing at your doorstep, please bring him in. The Chandrasekhar went out and saw no Vaishnava, Darvesh is standing. No Vaishnava garment. No shaved head, no tilak, no kanthi mala, is Darvesh. Long beard, mustache long, Mohammedan fakir, Darvesh. He came back and said, I couldn't find a Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu, couldn't you find anybody? Oh yes, a Darvesh is standing. Oh, bring him. Here, Vaishnava. Bring him. Then Chandrasekhar brought him in. As soon as Sanatana Goswami entered into the room, fell flat at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu immediately lifted him and embraced him. And Sanatana said the tears of love. Rather said, please don't touch me, please don't touch me. I am a great sinful person, most fallen, most degraded Adham. Please don't touch me. Sanatana Goswami said. Mahaprabhu said, no, touching you, I become purified. I become purified touching you. So said, do you understand? This is, you are such a great devotee. Bhakti vale paratami brahmanda sodhite, you can purify the whole universe. Why didn't you feel pure devotion? Then he told everything. He got out of prison house. He got to meet you now. He has met Mahaprabhu. Then at that time Mahaprabhu introduced him with Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Mishra and told about him. Hearing his such history, such elevated Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu said, both of them became amazed and both of them embraced him and said, Kakere garuda karo ichhe sakti to ma. You are such a powerful person, such a very elevated Vaishnava you are, you can convert a crow into Garuda. So powerful you are. कहाँ राज मंत्री, कहाँ महाऐश्वर्यशाली, कहाँ सर्वत्यागी कृष्ण भक्त वीर, यू आर चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ हुसैन शाह, वेरी अपुलेंट, वेरी रिच पर्सन, नाउ गिविंग अप किंग एवरीथिंग, नाउ यू आर सच ए रिनाउंसिएट, ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्ण, यू आर ग्रेट हीरो, यू आर इनकॉन्सिबल पोटेंसी. If you shower your mercy on somebody, good fortune he gets. What can't you do? They just spoke, praised him. Then Mahaprabhu ordered Chandrasekhar, take him, call a barber, shave him nicely, clean. Do you understand? So Chandrasekhar took him to the bank of Ganges, served him, put sikha, made him take bath in Ganges, and gave a new piece of cloth to put on. But Sanatana said, no, please don't give me this new cloth, give your old cloth. You take this new cloth. Give me your old cloth. So he got his old cloth, and some person tore it and made kopin, and some person made bahibas, outer wear. Put on that cloth. Now he put on tulsi, kanthi mala, and round his neck, put on dvadas tilak, 12 tilak prints his body. Now Vaishnav besha. Seeing his Vaishnav besha, all became very pleased. Mahaprabhu, that day, gave his remnants to him. He got such mercy of Mahaprabhu. Sanatana was very much pleased. And his brother-in-law, Srikanta, had given him one new blanket. Just thinking how to give it up. How to give it up. This is also a dangerous thing. Then he went to Ganges, Bank of Ganges. At that time, a Gaudiya Vaishnava was taking bath and he was washing his tattered rag, kantha, and spreading into the sun. He requested him, oh my brother, will you please do some good to me? And then the Gaudiya Vaishnava said, what good I can do? Will you please take this new kambal from me and give me your that tattered rag to me, kantha to me? He became amazed, this place, this person is criticizing me or what? Cutting jokes with me or what? He said, you seem to be a very gentle man. Why are you cutting jokes with me? He said, no, sir, I am not cutting joke with you. I am speaking the truth. Yes, this is not cutting joke. You please take this new blanket from me, give your tattered this kantha. Then he took and gave his tattered kantha. And he paid him obeisances, and then he came back to Mahaprabhu and paid obeisances. Then Mahaprabhu asked, Sanatana, where is your that rod? Then Sanatana said everything, how he gave it up, got rid of it. Mahaprabhu said, yes, Krishna is Vaidya Shiromani. Krishna is the best physician. He's the best physician. Why he will keep any disease with you? This. Then he took it away. And Krishna is very merciful. He lifted you from this deep, dark well. To Vishaya Gortho. So he destroyed all your material attachment, Vishaya Bhoga. This way. He said, Sanatana said, I don't know Krishna. Krishna, I mean Ahidani. I don't know Krishna. I know you. It is your mercy that moved me out from this deep, dark well. I don't know Krishna. He said like that. Another discussions are there. Well, long story, nice story. This is Mahadana Sarita. This is Mahadana Sarita. This is a nice story of Mahadana Sadhu. Hearing, this is the same, very fine story, like Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha and his Vaishnava devotees, pure devotees Katha is same, transcendental and purifying. When here, will be purified of heart or consciousness, purified of all material contaminations. Yes, nice story. Now it is going to be 10, I think. So, I beg apology. I may stop and I will continue my story in the evening. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai.